long time ago when I was a kid. I was in like a science class. I forgot what it was. It was like a science. That's how good I was at it. It's a science of some sort. But we were all in there, and there was a girl, and I forget her name, but I remember she was like a real troublemaker or something. You know, you're like, she was always in trouble. She got into fights in the hall. She was just like, you know, always just mouthing off and everything. And I remember like that month, something happened. Somebody came to the school. Something was going on. And, you know, suddenly she was like behaving, and she was like doing all this, like being really nice and everything. Like, we all noticed. We're all like, what the fuck? Like, this girl was about to kick my ass last week, and now she's like, do you have a pencil by chance? Like, it was weird. And so it was just funny, because we were like, oh, well, whatever, I guess she changed, and that's it. And, you know, it was neither here nor there. But she was really trying. That's the one thing that, for me, I noticed. Like, wow, she's really trying to do the school thing. She's really done. So it was funny that one day, there was, I forgot what it was. It was like some kind of question. We were doing something like about plate tectonics or something like that. And she went and put her hand up to answer. And she proudly says like this long answer. And it wasn't the answer the teacher was looking for. So the teacher turns around and goes, that's nice, but, you know, you're wrong. You know? And she goes back to the board. And then suddenly there was quiet. And then she just suddenly blurts out, well, fuck you then. And to this day, I think, like, even my family, I think when I came home, I told my mom, I was like, oh, my God, this girl in class, she just, like, turned around and looked at the teacher and went, fuck you then. And even she, like, remembers that. Because it was just, in essence, this the kind of thing that, you know, we can try to change the way we are and be better. We can always try to be better, and we can always, you know, but in essence, there's something about us. Like, in the end, if you put a bear on a bicycle, it's still a fucking bear, you know? That thing will rip your face off. And it's not saying that you can't change and you can't be better and can't perform more. But in essence, a lot of times you are who you are. Like, when it gets down to it, when all of a sudden faced with something. And sometimes, hey, that's what we need to overcome to get to where we need to be. And other times I think that maybe that's the kind of stuff that we need to, you know, remember just in case we slip, you know. It's not a bad thing, essentially. You know, it's also our strength, you know, who we are, what we are. So there's a lot of ways of going about it and seeing it and telling it, you know. But in essence, you know, it's there. So keep that in mind. And that's what I kind of think about now. I mean, I'm at the comic shop. It's like 8 in the morning. I don't even open till like 12. I'm working on the podcast. I'm working on comics. I'm working on a little bit of everything. And just part of me really wants to say, well, fuck you then. A lot of me, you know, in running this and everything else and talking to people, it can be annoying, man. Comics are not easy, like in any retail situation. And all my brothers and sisters out there selling retail, you know what I'm fucking talking about. You know, selling and talking to people and answering questions and getting things for, that's some of the hardest shit in the world, you know? But I always said that it's easier if you're selling a product that you know is good. If I have a product that works, that's badass, that doesn't suck, then it's that much easier for me, you know? Unlike anything else, you know, if it does suck, that's a whole other ball game. So yeah, so in essence, like that whole idea of like, okay, now I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna open the shop. I'm gonna talk to people. I'm gonna talk to them about comics. It's easy for me because I really believe in comics. Comics in total. I mean, you know, yes, we can sit here and argue the shitty comics that are out there. And there's a lot of shitty comics. There's a lot of bad ones. You know, but I love them in total. I can pick up an Archie comic, and not to say that's the epicenter of bad comics, but it's like one of those afterthoughts, isn't it? I mean, you go to the market, and you see the copy on the wall. It's like, you know, I'll flip through it. I'll look at it. I'll sometimes recognize. Now, my thing is I'll recognize stories that they printed, you know, before. And I'll be like, dude, how many times is this story going to come out? You know, how many times is, you know, old Jughead has a crazy plan to get burgers, you know? Stuff like that. But I do, in essence, always, I love comics in total. I can always pick one up. At MegaCon, we got these, like, dollar boxes that we got for, like, free, and we're looking through them, and there were these, all these old comics from the 80s. And my thing is, like, when you see a comic book, and you see what people have poured into to make it, and even back then, where you had to really throw down money to get it printed and everything, this old newsprint, the bad drawings and everything else, it was fun to go through it and just say, you know, even if it was essentially bad, it was good because they made it, you know, like, that's how far I go with appreciating it. You know, even these bad, like, you know, I'm talking like First Comics, Comico, you know, all these companies that aren't around anymore. It's fun still to look through them, you know, and see how they were put together. Comics Interview, I think, is another one. It was like a comic book interview magazine with a lot of artists that I'm like, wow, whatever happened to these guys, you know? Would have been interesting to follow up on that. So, you know, I always appreciate comics in almost any form. So it's almost any, I can almost sell any comic, I think, because I appreciate it. Is there bad comics? Yeah. I mean, bad comics to me are the ones that they don't put effort into it. That you can tell it's an afterthought, that this is really is a product to sell. Because even it, like, if, I can tell sometimes, even if it's shitty and, like, maybe the art isn't that talented or the writing kind of sucks, if there's a lot of love into it, there's an essence, there's something that they're really going for, like, you can tell and say, oh, shit, cool. This is cool for this reason kind of thing. So because of that, I kind of dig that. You know, I kind of like the idea of doing that. So just, you know, with that in mind is the reason why, like, I feel good about a comic book shop, because I feel like I can... Somebody comes in and say they want to look for something, or like what's happening a lot now, it's a lot of people coming back to comics. That's the biggest thing, I think, the phenomenon that I'm really interested about. Because those that know about it, that have been in it, and they're going to come back to it, they know the game. They know how it works. They're not going to be surprised. I mean, some people are coming back, and they're already annoyed that all the old tricks are there, you know? In essence, with, the different covers and variant covers and, you know, and multiple issues for a story arc and stuff like that. I mean, I think graphic novels will be a big bunch of it. Right now, that's something I'm trying to figure out for the shop itself. You know, try to curate the graphic novels. I think I'm going to try not to get those things that are in the Barnes & Noble shelves. Get the stuff that everybody else is looking for. You know, in essence, that's what I want to go and put together, you know. And be able to tell them, all right, hey, man, you want to start reading Batman again? Here, read it from here. You want to start reading X-Men? Start reading it from here. That's essentially what I want to do with the shop and curate and help people find their way back into comics. Because I think if I'm ever going to be any kind of comic shop and make any kind of mark against really, really great comic shops, like, you know, if I had to say I was competing, and I don't think I am, but if I was to compete with, like, Past, Present, and Future or Tate's Comics, here, you know, yeah, but if it was a money race, ain't gonna happen. I am no way, no how gonna fucking compete with them. Stock, not gonna happen. You know, the one thing I could try to compete in that I have in my corner is, and it's probably in the same way, is knowledge and just love of the damn thing. So if people come in, I can personally take care of them and say, hey, you know, here's this, here's that. So, I mean, that's at least the philosophy of what I'm trying to do with the comic shop, you know. And, yeah, you know, it's a business. You got to make sales. You got to keep the lights on. You got to keep going. You got to eat yourself. You got to pull something out of it yourself. I mean, so it's hard. It's hard. It's not fucking easy by any size of the coin. But I'm confident because it's something I really know and I can really give to people and have them appreciate. So because of that, I'm not as scared as I should be. So I think that's like essentially what I want to do with the shop. So I'm really confident in selling comics and talking to people about comics and getting that out there. I think there are a lot of people returning to comics. They're trying to get back into it. They have kids that are getting into comics, so they want to go into it with them. There's the gaming aspect, too. You know, I'm already looking at Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. And it was funny. The other day, we have the booster packs, Dragons of Tarkir, and we had it in there. And, dude, it was, you know, well, luckily we lasted like a week and a half before we opened the pack. I mean, it was like, everybody was like, man, I feel like snapping a pack open because I forgot about, and when I did, I forgot the high that comes from opening a booster pack. and looking through the cards and be like, well, what's this? And, ooh, this one's a foil. Oh, is this a rare? Oh, wow, this is a rare right here. Oh, shit. That kind of high, I forgot about it. I forgot the funness of it. And already looking at a card and saying, oh, there's a plus two to this and that, and start thinking about your deck. Even though I don't have a fucking deck. I was telling these guys, like, you know, I gotta go and buy a basic box or basic set, start playing again, you know, doing the whole thing just to get back in the rhythm of it, you know? And just to, you know, again, the best thing about selling something is if you know about it and you love it. And in essence, I always dug Magic. I just think I when I was younger, I really didn't have time for it. And now as I'm older, I think it's even less. But now that it's conducive to business, I'm like, hey, I do have time. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's something to think about. It's something to keep in mind when doing this, you know? Same thing, I'm trying to sit down and read all the DC shit. Like, you know, I'm not into DC. I'm trying to, it's funny, cause I'm trying to read the finish reading the New 52 as I grab issues and find stuff. But now it's all ending and Convergence is coming out and now I have to play catch up with Convergence. But then it's like, it seems like in Convergence, little things are happening that are wink, wink, nod, nod. And it's not even, you know, pre-52 stuff that's happening, stuff that happened in 52 and how it changed. But so it's a little weird. But I'm trying to, you know, so I can be as knowledgeable as possible. By the same token, Marvel, I'm just trying to keep up and I'm already kind of behind, like, about 3 weeks in Marvel, you know, like, you know, and it's just so many books right now. And I mean, and if you're jumping into comics right now, I mean, it's good because there's all new number ones going around all over the place. You know, I already was doing yesterday. I had to do my huge Excel sheet order of all the stuff I'm buying from Diamond for June. And I had to turn it in for April 20th so that I can get the books for June. And it's hard, man, because you sit there and you say, what books am I getting? And sometimes the biggest question is, what books am I not getting? And then you have to sit there and say, all right, if I get this, I get this. This is my budget. I want to get this. I want to get that. You know, I have to go. And, like, sometimes, like, I'm not a variant whore. I know people who are. So, I mean, if at times it's like, you know, I'm, I don't know. Like, is it like a bartender looking at alcoholics and saying, you know, I got to supply these assholes, even though I don't agree with it. So, you know, but there's these cool variants that are coming out, so I have to pay for the variants or make up enough of an order so I can get the variants. And that's what I've been doing, too, with a lot of the orders that we got. So we're trying to get, you know, all those numbers together, get people fucking pushing it forward and, you know, and figure out what comic is what, and then have a couple of chance comic books, because I'll have to sit there and say, okay, Fiction is coming out from Image, you know, Strange Fruit is coming out, you know, okay, am I going to pick those up? Dynamite has a couple of new books. Am I going to pick those up? Am I going to show those off, you know? Vertigo has a Mad Max Fury Road book that was $5 each. I picked up two copies of that because I know Mad Max will be out. People are going to be in it. It looks like a great fucking movie. You know, hey, I'm going to have to, you know, I want to supply that. Those are the kind of things I have. I haven't gotten them in yet, but I have the first issues of Fight Club coming out. So I have those issues in, you know, coming into stock, the first issue. So I had to order the second issue because I know at the very least there's going to be people that are going to come back to that. And I know I can turn people on to that. I'm interested in the series, so I'm going to get other people interested in the series. It's just going to be depending on how much traffic. Like, my biggest question right now is, how much traffic am I going to have? Is it going to be really a daily routine? Am I going to really be, you know, my hours are going to be 12 to 8, Wednesday through Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be closed. You know, am I going to really be fucking packed in here? Is it going to be craziness? Am I going to have a lot of people in here, you know, every day? Is it just the weekends? What are they going to be looking for? I mean, am I going to have turnaround customers every day for Magic? Or am I going to have, you know, different people coming in for different comics? I already have two pull lists going, so I have two subscribers. So I'm looking at what they're ordering and saying, okay, what, you know, what's conducive here? What's the same, you know? Luckily, we're in Hialeah, so it's a whole other area, and there's a lot of people here that they're saying, you know, hey, there's not a comic book shop nearby. I want to get stuff, da-da-da, you know. So that's, what, like, another thing that I'm looking into. Like, what's it, you know, I remember with the, you know, the distributor, you know, talking to them, and they're like, well, you know, you have more Marvel guys, DC guys. It's like, I don't know. I fucking don't know. I don't know what's going on. It seems like we have more DC. Just because there's people that are Batman, Superman. It's funny, though, because I think a lot of people say, oh, man, I want to get back into Batman. And then I got to tell them, hey, there's eight different titles going at the same time if you want to read them, which sucks. And they don't always coincide and always make sense. So, I mean, that's the other bag. I mean, in the end, that's my problem, and I got to sell it, and I got to talk to them. I really do believe that as much as DC and Marvel aren't doing good for themselves by pulling bullshit, by the other side of it, too, you got to keep in mind that you're the salesman. You're the guy who has to make these things sell, not them. You know, that's their product. You pick it up. You picked it up because you had faith in it. Then you sell it. And that's what I'm going to try to keep as a policy, you know? I don't want to put anything on my shelves that I don't like, you know? In the sense of that I don't think is good, you know? Some shit I'm going to, you know, who knows? I mean, if it's something that sells like crazy, you know? I was thinking of ordering, like, My Little Pony stuff. And I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't know anything about it, you know? I really don't. So I'm going to keep it in mind, you know? How am I going to do that? How am I going to have it here? You know, how am I going to sell that? How am I going to get it out? So, yeah, man, that is the essence of it, dude. It is so fucking early here. I have never seen the shopping plaza. Well, no, down the streets, like down the, we have a restaurant down the street and it's full. But it's kind of empty. I got good parking. But, yeah, so it's just me and my comic shop, man, just putting it all together, laying it out. It's interesting. It's fun. I don't know how much farther we'll go with it, but it's there, you know? I think it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm really hopeful. I'm glad it's small. Like, my shop is small. It's cool. It's getting there. You know, I feel like it's a little engine, you know? And from here, I can build on. I can bolt on new shit, you know? If it was a monstrosity, then the monster will eat me myself. But this is like the first phase Pokemon, you know? Comic store becomes comic book store. I don't know, fucking some kind of evolution. But yeah, man, it's just interesting as fuck. I'm really excited. The possibilities, you know? And then in essence, it's like one of those things, like, you know, when you get kind of scared, you're going, oh man, I don't know. And, you know, and that's the thing. If we didn't have bills, you know, we still had money, but we didn't have bills. Like, you know, I think we'd be braver because it's just, well, because everyone's like, yeah, you know, first of the month after you paid everything off, you're like, fuck yeah, let's do this. By the end of the month, when you have to pay again, you're like, oh shit, this is a bad idea. When you start seeing the rent check and the electricity and cable and this, you go, oh, fuck, what have I done? So, but you have to stay the course. You have to be like in those movies where everybody's in line and here comes the charging horde and you're just like, hold, hold. You know, you have to be that guy holding the spear, just gritting your teeth saying, no, I'm not going to fucking move, you know. Or better said, like I learned a long time ago, look at all the shit that can come at you and look at all the opportunity you have around you and just look at it and say, well, fuck you then. So that's our show today. I know it's kind of short. You're like, what the hell, man? You really? Just, you know, this many minutes? Hour this comes out, it's probably under 30. But this week I'm so busy. I got C2E2 coming up. You know, I just got back from MegaCon. I have C2E2. I'm working on the comic shop. I just don't have enough hours on the day. I mean, I don't want to stop doing anything. That's the funniest thing. And I really appreciate the emails that you guys have sent me, the little Twitter messages, and the occasional things saying, hey, nice show on this. I dug this. I really appreciate, you know, some of you guys like posting like quotes of mine. Like I get anybody to be quoted, but I appreciate that. It's cool. It means that somebody's listening, damn it. You know, so I really, really, really appreciate that. I think my biggest thing right now is that I just want to keep everything going. I know that it's all getting somewhere, and I'm, in essence, I'm really happy with everything, you know. The most freeing thing I've done, and this is going to be antithesis, and some people will throw a shoe at the podcast for hearing me say this, but the best thing I ever did was stop chasing money. And I'm not saying not to make money. You make fucking money. You got to. You got to pay your bills, man. All right? You know? And I'm not saying, hey, you know, like, say no to that $1 million deal because that would be selling out. Fuck that. Sell out. If they do knock on your door and they want you to sell out and it's a fucking fortunate, go fucking do it. But I am at least not in the situation where I'm saying, yeah, I got to do this to make money and I'm going to be a millionaire. And I would never was, but now I really let that go. I am where I want to be. I am where I should be. Selling comics, making comics, talking about comics. The fuck else could I want? That's the lotto, motherfucker. I mean, I made a joke the other day with some people. Like, I was sitting here putting some comics together. I'm putting, you know, Amazing Spider-Man's in order while eating a chalupa from fucking Taco Bell. And I was like, oh my God, I'm living the dream. You know, and then the best part, I turn around and, you know, when I got a little downtime, I'll take out my board with a page and I'll work on Zombie Years or I'll work on Tommy. You know, if not, I'm writing a script or writing notes down, or guys from Creature come over and we start talking. Next thing you know, we got another story going, you know? So I think we're doing great. I'm doing all right. The only problem I could have in my life, the only thing that I'm kind of, isn't even anything bad. It's just, shit, I need to make some money so I can pay my bills, you know? And I'm well companioned. I have a gorgeous, beautiful, awesome wife. So she's just, you know, who's totally supportive. Who's totally like, you know, just every day she's like, you're kicking ass. And, you know, what else could I fucking want? What else could I want? You know, so with that in mind, you know, I tell you, I'm in a good place. So next week, I'm going to try to put some stuff together from C2E2. Maybe I'll run around with the phone like this and record some people, talk to some people, see what I can do from C2E2. Maybe make a little podcast out of that. I know I'm going to see a lot of friends over there, so let me see what I do and put together. And as always, folks, if you want to get in touch with me, you can hit me up at fuacata.com, F-W-A-C-A-T-A. Fuacata.com, Fuacata on Twitter, Fuacata on Facebook, Instagram. Pretty much if you put FWACATA, you will find me. But if you go to our website, you'll see all the links on the right-hand side. Under my other page, there's the Twitter. My email is also on there, secretmediagroup@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up. I also should be working on the website and the Facebook page for the Goblins Heist comic shop, and I'll be putting all that together. And I will also be doing, I have a very short review this week with Florida Geek Scene, which should be out tomorrow. And that's it. So again, if you guys want to get in touch with me, you want anything reviewed, anything mentioned, hit me up. And I will see you next week. I'm going to get out of here and go get a Polish hot dog. Polish sausage. Polish sausage. Sausage.